student athletes, coaches, parents, and administrators say they're struggling with how to address racially charged incidents on the sports field. In the second part of a story on how racism affects high school teams, 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider explores how the people in charge are reacting in the Pittsburgh region.
Give, shoot, the boot. Those are parents of high school students in Wellsburg, West Virginia, who want the superintendent of their local public school district, Tony Shute, to resign. They're standing on a sidewalk outside of a packed school board meeting. This was last month, a few weeks after Shute sent a letter to the Pittsburgh Public Schools superintendent for what she called the insensitive, intimidating, and offensive sign her students affixed to the front of the bleachers in a football game against a Pittsburgh school.
I don't agree with how she worded her apology.
That's parent Billy Riggs.
She could have said, I'm sorry that that's how you felt, not that I'm sorry that they did this to you.
She's holding a sign that says, we love our Brook students. You did nothing wrong. Others are holding signs asking for cars to honk for support. It all began in late September on a humid Friday night in West Virginia. The mostly black Pittsburgh Perry High School football team walked onto Brook High School's football field to see stands packed with white students wearing red, white, and blue. Those students were sitting behind a sign that read Trump Perry. Trump, in this case, meaning defeat, but also invoking the name of the president. Brook students say the patriotic theme had been planned for months, but this was also around the time President Trump was criticizing NFL players for kneeling in protest of police brutality against black people. Parents of the students who made the sign said the superintendent's apology unfairly labeled their children as racists. Riggs' daughter was in the stands that night.
She's not a racist, and I'm standing up for her.
The next day, a photo of the students behind the sign circulated on social media, with many outside of Wellsburg saying the sign was, at worst, racial intimidation, and at best, in poor taste. Pittsburgh Superintendent Anthony Hamlet released a statement that read, superintendents across the country have found themselves apologizing for the use of President Trump's name to taunt minority students. The Pittsburgh School District wants to move on. After repeated attempts to talk to students and coaches from Perry High School, the district spokeswoman said in a text message that the district did not want to rehash the incident with their students. Parents of Pittsburgh football players were also reluctant to speak on the record. In contrast, the community in West Virginia loudly and openly talked about the situation. A few parents, angry about Superintendent Shute's apology, started a petition calling for her to step down. Ashley Eby is a senior at Brook High School and student body president. She helped make the sign, and she says in hindsight, she sees how it could have been offensive, but that it wasn't on purpose and that no one told them to take it down.
If I were issuing the statement, I would still apologize because I do believe that if you offend someone, you should apologize for what you've done, even if it wasn't intentional. However, I think that by explaining that it wasn't intentional and, you know, giving a little bit of context for what had happened at the game, it would have given Pittsburgh Perry, you know, an opportunity to understand where we're coming from.
EB is alluding to the fact that the sign had long been planned and they'd never played Perry before, so they were unaware of the team's racial makeup. Inside the school board meeting, 32-year-old Deidre Cochran tells the board that the sign reflected the racism she experienced as a black student at Brook. Her younger brother plays football for Brook, and she asks that the district bring in diversity training.
This is your fault. This isn't their students' fault. It's their parents' fault. Because nobody is here willing to be educated about what it is to be other than what you look like.
After the meeting, a white woman approached Cochran and apologized for what had happened when she attended the school. Cochran tells the woman that apologizing isn't enough.
Experience
oh, but just
that.
Change it. Yeah.
I will do everything I can.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Yeah, it is. You are exactly right.
While the Brook community grapples with the issue, Pittsburgh is trying to move on. And that's nothing new, according to Larry Davis. He's the dean of the University of Pittsburgh School of Social Work. He says, historically, it feels easier in the moment to just move on.
There was such a backlash to black protests that they figured, hey, let's just let it go and go on about our business, you know.
After the uproar in West Virginia, Shute released a statement that read, when we offend or hurt someone, we apologize, even when we didn't mean to offend. What occurred at the game Friday night was a result of a lack of guidance from our administration. Hers isn't the only administration struggling with how to confront student behavior on the football field. The week before the students in West Virginia unveiled the controversial sign, a game in Westmoreland County ended with a bench-clearing brawl. Players on the majority black New Kensington team accused players on the mostly white Elwood City team of using racial slurs throughout the game. Elwood City District Superintendent Joe Mancini says although the students didn't admit it, he assumes they were in the wrong.
And whether you like that or not, we are going to deal with that. And that was our message to the team. Being an athlete and having sports is a privilege, not a right, in a school.
Mancini says people are losing sight of the purpose of high school competition.
The number one goal of high school athletics should be to teach kids how to overcome adversity, how to overcome, setbacks, and then using that experience to prepare them for life, not to cause fights and cause hardships.
But for some kids, the game isn't teaching them to overcome adversity. It's creating it. Mancini says the purpose of sports is to prepare students for life, but sports tend to reflect bigger social tensions, especially for kids who are targets. While some administrators try to confront racial tensions and others try to move past it, the students on the field continue to live with it. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.